So Bilam has decided to set off together with the shlichim sent from Balak to curse the Jewish people. We're told about his preparations in the morning, Perikov Bet Paskov Aleph, Vayakom Bilam Baboker, Vayachavosh et Atono, Vayelechim Sarei Moav. Bilam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and set off together with the Sarei, the ministers from Moab. And the obvious question is, why does the Torah mention that he saddled his donkey? Obviously, the donkey was saddled. Does it make a difference if it was him, if it was somebody else? And why is this mentioned? Obviously, if it's mentioned, it's because it's of significance. Rashi famously tells us, Mikan shasina mekalkelet et ashura shechavash hu bi'atzmo. Rashi says, what the Torah is trying to teach you is that he himself saddled it, even though it's something he generally wouldn't have done himself. And the reason he did it himself is because he was so excited, so passionate, so consumed by his hatred for the Jewish people that he went beyond the regular line and call of duty of how he would have usually done things where he would have had his servants do it for him. Rashi continues and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem himself responded and said, Rasha kfar kadamcha Avraham avihem. Avram, the father of the Jewish people, did this before you did, because we know by the Akedah it says, Vayashkim Avram baboker vayachavoshet chamoro. And obviously the question here is, how is Avram saddling the donkey? How does it precede and neutralize what Bilam is doing? And I think Chazal here are teaching us something, a study in contrasts. Everyone needs something to be passionate about. Life without passion is meaningless and listless. We need something we're excited about that we're willing to invest in ourselves. Avram and the Jewish people are also invested. And before Bilam personally invests in curse, the Jewish people are already personally invested in the service of God. And this is how it's an antidote for what Bilam is going to try and do later, and why God won't curse the Jewish people. He'll only allow the Jewish people to be blessed. This is something for us to think about for ourselves. What is it that we are passionate about? And if we don't think about what we are passionate about, we'll end up being passionate about things that don't matter. Let's all figure out, A, what we're passionate about, and B, how committed we are beyond the letter of the law in getting it done. And that commitment shows itself by us being willing to invest in it personally.